Proverbs 18:16. 18:16. Oh, this is one that I wish I could just sit every 15-year-old high school boy or junior high boy down and say, listen, you need to know this, okay? 18:16. Read that when you get there. It's right after Psalms, Proverbs. 1, 2, 3, goes to 18, and then, 16.
God opens the way to the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great.
All right. Read that one more time.
A gift opens the way for the giver.
A gift opens the way for the giver. Mine says a man's gift makes room for him. What are we talking about here? 18:16, this idea of a gift. What does that mean? When you think New Testament lenses, the word gift, what do you think about? Grace, okay. Maybe more specifically or more covered in the New Testament, when you hear the word gift, what does Paul talk about? Romans. How about spiritual gifts, right? So there's certainly a context scripturally for the idea of a gift being, you know, a spiritual gift. But that's kind of a New Testament concept. That's not Old Testament, okay? Other gifts are, you know, as we think through kind of a Western world, are your talents and your abilities, probably not what they're talking about here. So what is in context here, what is this talking about? A gift makes room, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. What is this gift? Any ideas? Let me ask you this. What does this gift do for the individual in part A to the individual that he's coming before in part B? Benefits them, right? So they're giving something that benefits them and opens doors, okay? What do we call that today? When you meet someone for the first time and you give them a gift and it opens doors for you because of the way that you handled yourself instead of in the presence of these great men, what do we call that? A blessing, for sure. The idea is this is a first impression. This person in part A, this man, is standing in front of great men, okay? Men that are more powerful, men of more renown, men that are older, men that are more important. This is a junior high kid standing in front of a dad. This is a potential employee standing in front of a boss, an employer, okay? And they're bringing their gift in front of them. They are making a proper and right first impression, okay? I can't tell you how many times that I just, in my generation, again, being from the South, I've got a bent in me that's probably stronger than maybe some of you, how poorly we do this as a society, right? We were selling a couch on Craigslist, okay, a couple years ago. It's always weird having Craigslist people come into your house, but, right, I couldn't bring the couch somewhere, so they came to our house. Mom walks in, Dad walks in, hey, nice to meet you, shook hands, super nice people. Here comes their 16, 17-year-old son, okay? He's got his head buried in his Nintendo DS or whatever he was playing. He walks in my home, doesn't look up. He's third in line. I go to shake his hand. He doesn't look up. He walks straight over to another couch in my house and sits down. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you just came into my home and don't even say hello, much less look up and look in my eyes and say, good afternoon, and go sit down. I mean, nothing. He spent the entire time on the couch, like, I don't even know how he knew where the couch was, because he never got his hands off his eyes off his video game, sat down and played the whole time. Mom and Dad and I are negotiating, and hey, how much you want for that? Let's talk, whatever, let's carry it out. Mom's had to sit, you know, at the end of it all, hey, get up, help your dad carry this into the truck. I mean, it was unbelievable, right? One of the things that we are desperately trying to instill in our girls is that ability as young ladies to respectfully handle their elders, right? To look someone in the eye when they talk to you, right? We've made them do that. Say yes, ma'am. Say no, sir. To shake a hand, right? And especially as you're young, it's super uncomfortable. There's an intimidation presence in front of an adult. We're just trying to teach our kids there's nothing to be intimidated about. Look someone in the eye. Be respectful. Address them. Answer their question. And that's fine, right? You don't have to hang out with them or like them or whatever, but we're just trying to teach them common, like, normal interactive skills, right? As a guy that hires people to work for my organization, I looked at that kid and thought, I would never hire you. Not in a million years. I don't need a resume. I don't need to know what your talents are. Unless you're in a hole with a computer all day, you know, and you're completely useless to the world because you have zero interpersonal skills. Like, that's terrible. I am a relational idiot, and I realize that's not good, right? So make note of this. When you have these abilities to walk into a room, say, yes, ma'am, no, sir, shake a hand, nice to meet you, to ask questions of other people, that opens doors for you that you would be shocked that otherwise wouldn't open. And it's as simple as a first impression, right? It's not magical. You don't go learn it in grad school. It's just good human interaction and respect, right? I had a guy call me the other day who just got let go from a job. He's from Tennessee, relocated to Fresno, was at this job for a couple years, things went south, and they let him and another guy go, and it wasn't his fault. Great guy, right? He's the most respectful guy. He's like 2 years younger than me, and he calls me, yes, sir. And I'm like, okay, wait a second, no, it's Mike, but thank you, right? And he called me and says, hey, do you have any job possibilities at your organization or others? And I said, no. And then I ran into this guy the other day who was looking for people. And I said, you need to talk to this guy. I don't know his skill set. I don't know that it would even work. But I knew if I put this guy in front of said future employer, he will at least be impressed with this guy's character and who he is. Because he's going to dress him correctly. He's going to wear a tie to the interview. He's just going to present himself well. And whether or not he can sell insurance or not, they can figure that out. I don't know. But this guy's just a guy of character. And you learn that after spending about 15 seconds with him. You go, oh, wow, you were brought up a certain way, and that's very respectful. And when you're around other people, people enjoy being around you because you treat them with respect, okay? That is a very, very biblical quality, okay? By the way, Old Testament, there's a kid that lost his donkeys, and he's out looking for them, and the other guy that's with him says, hey, I know a guy that we could go talk to that will know where your donkeys are. And said kid says, no, we can't go see that guy. You guys know the story or know why that kid said, we can't go see this powerful prophet in the land? He said, I have no gift to bring to him. Saul said, I have no gift to bring to the great prophet Samuel. It would be embarrassing. It would be disrespectful of me to show up into the presence of a great man with nothing in my hand to offer. It would be disrespectful. And the guy that's with him says, hey, I've got some pocket change. We'll offer him this, that, and the other thing, and then we can go see him. And Saul says, okay, that's proper. That's correct. Okay? So, as you think about some of the greats in Scripture, okay, men and women alike, they will share this quality, right? Joseph, whose life we're about to get into, is magnanimous. His personality is amazing. And he no doubt had that ability just to win people over because of who he was, his character, and his interaction with other people, okay? So you'll be surprised at times how unspiritual things like that are. But just, man, open doors for you, okay? So make sure you have that quality about you, and make sure you communicate that to those that are around you and those whom you influence, especially those of you that influence the lives of the younger generation that's coming up. It's just so important, and it's unfortunate how poorly sometimes we do it, right? There's a time for fist bumps and a pat on the rear end with, you know, buddies, that's fine, okay? But there's a point where when you're in the presence of, in a different environment, we need to handle ourselves appropriately differently, okay? Thoughts on that? My rant is over.
Mm-hmm.
Man. We live in, and I think that's going to be, I think we're going to see, specifically with the cell phone generation, this get worse and worse and worse, like probably exponentially, because they're used to this. I was at dinner 2 nights ago with my girls. We were on a date night when my wife was leading Bible study. I take my girls out. And I watched a couple that was probably at least 15 years older than me sit at the table. Both had their iPads. And I watched them the whole time, literally the whole time. They did not look at each other one time. He's playing solitaire on his iPad. She's doing whatever. They never looked up. They never exchanged a word. We were there for easily 25, 30 minutes. Not one time. So I think there's literally a physical addiction, right, to our phones and whatever. It's hard in a 15, 20 minute, hour long tutoring session to say, hey, but I tell them, your phones go over there, when I'm here, you honor my time. If you don't want to do that, that's okay. But, you know, that's there's something that's changing. I think it's going to get worse and worse. So.
I think on that, like, if my junior hires from the very first day, I said, don't come to right here. And they smile about it because they will see their hearing life.
Absolutely. And here's my cell phone. I'm not going to text people. I'm not going to answer the phone either, right? And I'm guilty of it too, right? I like my phone as much as anyone else, and it gives me information. I mean, they're fine, but there's limits. So I've got a buddy that comes home at 5 o'clock on Friday, puts his cell phone in a drawer, and he doesn't get it until Monday. So very rarely will I receive a text back from him on the weekend. You know, sometimes he'll look at it, but he doesn't answer work calls. He just says, man, I need to shut off because I know my tendencies, and he's very disciplined with it. And I'm like, you know, it's a good reminder. So, okay, so there you go. All right, so.